Well, meanwhile, Australia's women's soccer team, the Matildas, will hold their final training session today before they play their opening match tomorrow at the World Cup in France. And this time, there are high hopes. Reporter Ben Knight is in Valenciennes in France. I asked him whether the Matildas are still feeling confident.
Well, yes, Thomas, they are, but even they would admit it hasn't been the ideal lead-up to this tournament. They have had some disappointing results in the warm-up matches, the international friendlies, and they have shown up some weaknesses in the defence of this team that's regarded by a lot of people as being probably one of the best the Matildas have ever fielded. It's been called something of a golden generation. But when they played the US, who are the best team in the world, they let in 5 goals. They did manage to score 3, but it was not a great result for the back line. And then in the most recent friendly against the Netherlands, they let in 3 goals and didn't score any. Now, that's been compounded this week by the loss of their defender, Laura Alloway, to injury. So she's been ruled out for the tournament. That's a real loss for that back line. Now, she's been replaced by Carly Roestbacken, who's obviously got a massive opportunity in front of her, but she's 18 years old. She's a young Matilda. She's never been capped, and so that really is going to put even more pressure on the other veterans in the Matilda's defence, people like Claire Polkinghorne and Alana Kennedy, who did speak to us today, and I asked her how she reacted to the news that Laura Alloway wouldn't be joining her on the back line.
It's a difficult time for her, but we're all sort of there for her. But yeah, honestly, I feel really gutted for her.
Alana Kennedy there. So Ben, as you say, it hasn't really been the ideal lead up, has it?
Well, no, and you can even go back to January when the Matildas coach, Alan Stajic, was sacked. That was shrouded in some kind of mystery, although there were some insinuations made at the time. And recently, FFA, the governing body, came out and said, look, we're sorry if anyone got the wrong idea about why Alan Stajic was sacked, but still haven't explained why. So there's this sort of strange story sitting there that that no one seems to want to talk about and everyone is trying to move on from. But, you know, clearly there are still some things going on. But really it's that result in the warm-up games, 8 goals against the Matildas, 3 in favour, that is probably the thing weighing most on their minds at the moment, I would think. And Alana Kennedy says, we know that we have to fix that.
A couple of the goals have been off set pieces, which is something that we are looking to tighten up. They're just friendly matches and a World Cup is so different.
So Ben, this is a team that was hoping it could go all the way. Do they still have those hopes?
Well, speaking at training today, yes, they do. And talking with Lisa Devana, who really is the veteran of veterans of this team and one of the most passionate Matildas, she's absolutely convinced. She says it's going to be the forward line that will make the difference in those games, especially with, you know, players like Sam Kerr, who have really come to the fore and one of the reasons why people rate this team so highly.
You know, we've got Sammy, who's at the moment one of the best players in the world, and, you know, Caitlin Ford and, you know, Russo, and, you know, there's a lot of speed and a lot of attacking force going forward. So, yeah, we're very dangerous going forward. If we can tighten up a little bit in the back, why not? Can we not win the World Cup?
Lisa Devana from the Matildas, and Ben Knight was joining me there from Valenciennes in France.